This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We do have to start with the Braves. They lost the series to the Yankees over the weekend. I know Mark Zeno is out there fist pumping somewhere. It started so well. Braves beat the Yankees 7-3 on Friday. Ronald had that insane throw from right field. Saturday, Braves had the lead, but then the Yankees chipped away, ultimately won 12-9. And yesterday, well, it was a Sunday game. That's pretty much all you need to know about that. 4-2. It's been absolutely, like, you thought for a moment, they had me for a moment, like, okay, this all-star break has done some good here.
It's like the State Farm commercial where the old man fishing, gotta be quicker than that. You had me for a sec. You just brought me right back in. You know what? It was like, man, we got 4 days away from this. Got to enjoy some all-star theatrics. And
right.
Everybody's feeling good about Truist Park and everything else. And you come out and you're swinging a hot bat, obviously, over the weekend. You got some new additional pieces to the lineup, and everything seems to be going well. Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies are hitting well, and everything's good. And then, like you said, you hit that series finale that Sunday, that getaway day that's just been absolutely brutal. By any metric and by any stretch of the imagination, here, the Braves on Sunday, I believe the record on Sunday now is 3-12. I have the record on series finales now at 9-22.
They have not won on a Sunday since my birthday, May 4th.
Wow.
That's insane.
Your birthday is May 4th.
It is Star Wars Day.
Of course it is.
We've talked about this.
I mean, yeah. I almost forgot for 1 second. But frustrating, to be a Braves fan, obviously, after this weekend. But I know they had a massive crowd on Saturday. And I think our buddy Domer was maybe a part of it, either on Saturday or Sunday. So, yeah, man, it's the same thing all over again.
But how good did you feel for Ozzie Albies over the weekend, though? He had 2 3-run homers. So he's kind of getting back to where he should be.
Yeah, what do you have, 9 RBIs?
Yeah, 3 hits, 9 RBIs. Michael Harris had a walk. I feel good, I guess. I'm running out of things to say about this team. I mean, I really don't have anything to say. They lost this series the way they've lost every series that they've lost basically this year. They can't hit when they need to. And when they do hit, they don't have a bullpen to hold it. You're decimated. As far as starters, I mean, Joey Wentz gave you a good 4 innings, and then your bullpen is garbage. And so that's what you are. You know, people can – I saw someone complaining about Iglesias on Saturday night in a high leverage situation. Well, who are you going to put in there?
Yeah.
Einstein. Like, people think, well, we got to trade Marcel and get all this stuff. And I'm like, you're not getting anything for a DH who – is injured, 34 years old, and has been benched. He's been benched. You're not getting that. Just there is there's not this great reset button that's going to be hit, and there's not much that you do have that you're going to get anything for. It's going to be a lot. Whatever they do move on from at the deadline, it's going to be a lot like what they have done to other teams in the past, where you trade guys who are basically on expiring minor league deals for other guys as a salary dump. And you can say, well, it's not a salary dump if it's an expiring contract. No, it is. You're saving $1 million here, $2 million there because of how many games would be left, because essentially at the deadline, there's 2 months left in the season.
Yeah, I was going to say that's whatever 2 months prorated it is of Marcelo Ozuna's $16 million. And I'm with you. At this point, though, I'm going to say anything you got back from Marcelo Ozuna would be better than nothing, rather than his contract just expiring. But you're right. He's hitting 235. I don't know what anybody thinks you're going to get from Marcelo Ozuna at this point, because most people are not going to look at him and, you know, what he's done this year and think, oh, got to re-sign him next season. And he doesn't sound, you know, from some of the quotes that he's had out there about his agent handling things with AA, doesn't sound like he's opposed to moving on either. But I got to be real with you. I mean, you brought it up, Bo. It's like watching this series and watching this team play. It's Groundhog Day, and I'm to the point where, and we've had this conversation before, I'm looking at some of these guys wondering every at-bat with the person that walks up to the plate, and I'm going, okay, is that person on the trading block? Can we trade that person? And there's really only a couple people that are off the books for me in terms of the future forward-facing for the Atlanta Braves in the trade market. So
they're not trading the core. He said it so many times. So I bet he's probably tired of talking about it like I am. They're not trading the core. Okay. Their business model is based around players that give you a chance to win that you can sign to long-term deals at a cheap AAV. And people can, you know, talk about Austin Riley this and that, and he's the highest paid player in Braves history. It's a default. He makes $1 million more a year than Matt Olson, who's also not getting traded.
I think the question would be then, like, who is the core? Because, well, I think that's the follow-up to that is who is the core? I think you could make the argument that every single person in the starting lineup right now, aside from shortstop, could be considered part of the core.
I'm not sure if Ozzie's considered the core because of where his deal is. It's cheap, and it is also one that I think it's a team option the next 2 years. Ozuna's not necessarily considered core because of where his money is. I'm not sure if I would even consider Profar, although I do believe him to be in the future plans, core. But Riley, Olson, I think Baldwin and Murphy and Harris and Acuna are core, not counting the pitchers of Schwellenbach and Strider. And Sale's not really going anywhere. He's injured, and you know, yeah, he might come back in August, but I just don't foresee them trading him at all. So I think it's a lot easier to understand what the core is if you just want to if you really look at it from how Alex has talked about it.
Well, and I did see that Bob Nightingale from USA Today was saying that the Braves apparently are going to hear other teams out when it comes to offers for Ozzie, Michael Harris, and Sean Murphy. So as much as this city gets upset, but like we are still upset about Freddie Freeman leaving, how upset would the city be if Ozzie Albies did leave?
Not near as upset.
Not as much?
Yeah, I mean, Freddie Freeman's an MVP caliber player who spent 12 years here. And as much as I have loved the tenure of Ozzie Albies, I don't think that he even comes close to some of the things that you felt for Freddie Freeman and, you know, him being a leader of his team. I think, you know, you'd miss Ozzie's smile, his attitude, things like that. But it's just been such a rough go of it the last couple of years for Ozzie Albies that I'm not sure that Atlanta fans would feel a certain way for that. I'll be curious to see, and Bo mentioned both catchers as part of the core. I'm not as strung out on that. I know that Alex Anthopoulos has talked about, and we've talked about it a bunch, he likes to have two catchers. I'm just not sure that if you can get the right pieces back for a Sean Murphy that he's not tradable. Because I think all options have to be on the table, aside from the core. And like I just brought up, I think you can kind of make arguments about who is not the core. I'm not sure Michael Harris is the core. He seems broken to me. He seems like a guy who would almost want to be traded at this point, you know, to get a different look. So we'll see what happens. But
looks like Harris changed his batting, stance, so to speak. Grant actually broke it down. I think it was Grant that broke it down on Twitter that he has gone back to more of what he did when he first came up, the way he's in the box with his bat angle and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the reason Ozzy, the simplest and to me the best example of why Ozzy wouldn't be looked at when Freddie left is because Ozzy is playing himself out of the city,
mm-hmm.
and Freddie did not. Freddie played himself into a better deal, one where that the entire league was trying to jump on top of, or the eligible, most eligible bachelors as normal. Ozzy is more of a dump. Hey, here's a good deal. You could basically team option him next year for cheap, or you could just move on and hopefully he gets hot for you. I understand moving Harris, but I don't also understand it because it's a cheap deal for the top center fielder defensively in the league. And you're right now not. I mean, is it worth getting rid of for what you're going to get in return? And I just don't think, because I think his deal is so cheap. But not that I'm campaigning for him to be here. I'm just saying, you know, is it worth it? Are you really going to get enough in return for how you're going to have to replace it?
Yeah.
So,
I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's the frustrating thing for him. And I think that when you look at Michael Harrison, the value he brings defensively, there will always be a role for him. But to Bo's point, when you talk about one of the top five worst hitters in Major League Baseball this season, the value is not really where it could be for a player of his caliber. You almost just wish he would just heat up at some point and then you could deal with it when that time comes.
Well, and Bo, you brought up the tweet that Grant put out about Michael Harris's stance, and it was basically in 22 when he started versus starting this season versus where he's batting today. And there is a difference. Did you happen to see the very final tweet that he put out about that? With the Bronco he sold gave away last year versus today. I was a little bit proud of that one.
Wow, man.
Well, we are going to welcome the Giants and Truist tonight. Both teams are struggling a bit, so hopefully we can take this series, expecting to see Bryce Elder on the mound tonight. Coming up, Falcons training camp starts this week. We are all over it. We'll cover what to expect and what questions we have next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.